Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Nedarim Daf Chaf Beis. We are holding, let's back up to three lines from the top of the Amud. Bar Barte de Rav Yanai Saba. This incident occurs with the son of Rav Yanai Saba's daughter, so his grandson. Also, look at Rav Yanai Saba. He approaches his grandfather with a nether to look after. He wants him to release him of his nether. Amalei Sir Rav Yanai asks him as follows: Ilu hava yadas de paschen pinkascha. Look, had you have known that in Shemayim they will now open your ledger, in Shemayim they will examine your records, they will examine your deeds. That is to say, like this, that in Shemayim, they will view your commitment, your nether, as an expression of confidence. Look, this fellow is so confident and reliant on his abilities to fulfill all these extra commitments and vows. Look, let's see how righteous he really is. So this will facilitate a re-examination of your status in Shemayim. If you would have known that that's going to happen, if you would have been aware of the fact that your nether will bring about that result, will trigger that process in Shemayim, Mina Dart, would you have undertaken this nether? That's what he asked his grandson. So he got him all, you know, intimidated and scared. Amar Leiloi, he says, no, sure, of course not, never. Vishari, he used that method to release him of his nether. Amar Abba Maikra, where do we find this concept in a pasuk? V'achar nedarim levakar, when you make a nether that creates bikur, examination in Shemayim. Says the Gemara, V'afag of the pasuk Rav Yanai, even though Rav Yanai used this method to discourage this fellow from keeping his nether, anan lipaschin alei b'ho, we don't employ this method. Why? The Ran explains. Perhaps this fellow will just acquiesce out of intimidation. When he gets this criticism directed at him, he'll just back out and pretend that, yeah, he has a change of heart, even though perhaps he's not really prepared to back out of his nether. It's not sufficient reason to back out, but he will pretend that it is out of bashfulness and shame. So we don't really employ this method as a way to do ataras nedarim. We have to know that he's really genuine in his regret. So we don't use this method, nor do we use the following method. Nor do we allow him out of his nether by way of the other method. Which other method? The Amar Rabba Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, my Pasachle, Rabban Gamliel, Lahu Saba. What system did Rabban Gamliel use to release this older fellow of his nether? He quoted to him a pasuk in Mishlei, Yesh Boite, Kimat Kero is Cherev, V'Loshen Chachamim Marpe. We learn from here that Boite, Boite means to express oneself verbally. Kola Boite, one who does that, he expresses himself and commits himself with nedarim and commitments and vows, Ro'oi L'Doikroi B'Cherev. He is deserving of being struck by a sword. So making a neder is not really advisable. Elo lashon chachamim marpe. But lucky to him that the words of the chachamim, the ataras nedarim offered by the chacham marpe, that heals him, that undoes his nether. So he was just illustrating to this saba how detrimental, how unrecommended a nether is, and that facilitated his regret and allowed him to release the saba of his nether. The Mepharshim point out that Boite is an external expression. It's just like min asafa v'lachu, it's just words without much contemplation behind them. Boite, just going and making nedarim freely, that's not recommended. V'loshin chachamim marpe, the chachamim whose speech reflect a deeper contemplation, it's an expression of deeper insight, that brings about healing. So typically, we don't employ these methods because they're intimidating. and aren't necessarily reflective of a person's true regret. Nor do we employ the following method to a person who's coming for a Torah's Nedarim. The Tanya Rav Nosson Omer, making a neder is so frowned upon. You know, the Ran brings a Yerushalmi. Hashem tells a person, is it not enough for you? All those limitations and restrictions, any Yisurim in the Torah, you're trying to add more? First keep what you're meant to keep, and then look to add more. Hanoider, Tanya Rav Nosson Omer, Hanoider, a fellow commits to a neder unnecessarily. So he's thinking in lofty terms. I'm going to, you know, add restrictions. I'm going to, you know, elevate my level of observance. Actually, ki'ilu bana bama. It's as though he built an alternate mizbeach, a competing mizbeach to the mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. He's creating his own track. V'amakaymai. And in fact, if a person fails to nullify that nether, he keeps his nether. He carries it through. It's even worse. Kilu makir of olav carbon. It's as though he brings a carbon on that bama. He's actualizing that, you know, alternate commitment. Says the Gemara, Bereisha paschinam. So we have two parts of Rav Nosson's brayse. Making the nether is terrible, and actually keeping it is even more terrible. Bereisha paschinam. We can use the first part to facilitate regret on account of the petitioner. But Sefer, what about the second part, which is more severe sounding? Rav Machlekes, Abaye Amar Paschinan, we use it, Rav Amar Loi Paschinan. Rav Kahana, Masn Lo, Lo Shmata Badein Lishtan. Contra Rav Kahana, the following was the correct version of this halach. I'm sorry, the previous was the correct version. Rav Tavyumi, Masn Hochi. Contra Rav Tavyumi, it was meant to be learned differently. We have two parts to Rav Nosson's presentation. The nether is like a bama. The keem of the nether is like a carbon on that bama. So according to Rav Tavyumi, it was like this. B'sefa le'paschinan, all agree. We don't use that second severe sounding, harsh sounding description to facilitate regret. It's too intimidating. Perhaps it isn't necessarily a reflection of this fellow's true, genuine sentiments. That's for the Sefer. But Bereisha, the first part, which isn't so harsh sounding, Abaye Amar Paschinan, Rav Amar Loi Paschinan, we have Machlokes whether or not we use it, and what's the Halacha V'Hilchos Loi Paschinan, Loi Bereisha V'Loi Sefer, not on the first, and not on the second. What else? V'Loi Paschinan, Nami B'Hod Shmuel, nor do we use Shmuel's lesson to release a nether. Omar Shmuel, Afal Pisha Mekaimoi Nikra Rosh, even if a person actually fulfills his nether commitment, he's called a Rosh. It's not recommended. Omar Ravo Mikro, where do we find this in the Pasuk? That keeping a personal nether is equated to wickedness. V'chi Sechtal Lindor Lo Yehe B'Chachet. By refraining from making nedarim that avoids chet. So we have the term Sechtal. V'yolev Chadol Chadol. And we employ Exerus Shava using these words. Ksiv Hacha Ki Sechtal, Lindar. Here we have the word Sechtal. Uksiv Hasim, and elsewhere, Sham Rishayim Chadlu Reges. We have the Lashon Chadlu, which is like Sechtal, synonymous with Rishayim. Omar Rav Yosef, Af Anana Metanina. You don't need to go to those psukim. In our Mesechta, we already have a Mishnah, which describes a Neder, Neder as such. Back on a fellow gets up and says, I will emulate the kisherim, righteous people, in terms of their nedarim. He hasn't said anything, because kisherim don't do nedarim. But when he says, I'm going to emulate the rishayim as they make nedarim. Nadar b'nazir, ubekar ubrishvua, this is tantamount to a commitment regarding nedarim and nazirus and shvua. Clearly, only Rishayim, people who act inappropriately, irresponsibly, they make Nedar. Omar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Omar Bionis. Kol HaKoyis, you're meant to know that if a person exhibits anger, Kol Minei Gehenim Shotim Boy, he is now being ruled by all types of Gehenim. anger is a manifestation of fire, of heat, which is comparable to the fire of Gehenna. Shenemar v'hoser kas mi lebecho, v'have ro'o mi psorecho. By removing kas from within you, you shelter yourself from Gehenna. Why? V'have ro'o is a reference to Gehenna, ve'en ro'o el Gehenna. Shenemar, as it says, kol po'el Hashem l'maneu, v'gam rosho l'yayim ro'o. So Rasha and Ra go together. So the Ra here is a description of the Gehenna, which is the ultimate destination of the Rasha. By removing Kas Milubecha, you are protecting yourself from Gehenna. Not only that, when a person gets involved in Kas, it harms him physically. Elosha Tachtoini Shotes Boy. It can be affected by hemorrhoids. Shenemar v'nosna Hashem l'chalev shom leivragos v'kilyan einaim v'davei nefesh. Leivragos, an angry heart, generates those other consequences. Kilyan einaim v'davei nefesh. What is that a reference to? What type of medical condition? Eze v'davar shem l'chalev einaim u'madav es nefesh. What creates this detrimental effect on one's eyes and brings agony to his nefesh? Have a oimer el tachtoinius, this tachtoinius condition. There was a story regarding Ula, b'miske la'ar di Yisrael, while he was traveling up to Eretz Yisrael from Babel. Islavolei train b'nei Yechuzoi, b'hadei, as he's traveling, two individuals from the town of Mechuza were walking beside him and escorting him up to Eretz Yisrael. So his... He was walking along with his travel companions. Kom chad shachtel chavrei. Suddenly, one of these companions gets up and he's all mad at his friend and he shachts him. He kills him. Amar le Ula. So this violent fellow turns to Ula, the tzaddik, and he says, "Yos avdi, did I do okay? Do you approve?" So Ula was just afraid to oppose him. He says, Amar Lei, he says, "Yeah, in for sure. This was the right response to what this fellow did to you. Not only that, the parle beshchit, to uncover his neck, make it more effective. He should die quicker." When Ula arrived in Eretz Yisrael and came to Rabbi Yechanan, Amar Lei, Ula was very perturbed by this, the story, and he started regretting that perhaps he was. He had encouraged the murderer. Dilmo chas v'shol machziki de avera. Perhaps I encouraged a fellow, a murderer. I shouldn't have, complimented him. Amar leis, Rabbi Yechanan says, not to worry. Nafshecha itzalta. You were just trying to save your life. He had no choice but to sort of go along with this fellow and his shenanigans. Kotama Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan, having heard the story. Look what this fellow does out of extreme anger. He was so surprised, out of wonderment. He says, "Michti ksiv v'nasan Hashem l'cha shom le'ragas." The pasuk which says that Hashem will make you susceptible to extreme anger, that's a reference to golos, bubble ksiv. It's in bubble over there. It's out of Eretz Yisrael, and you're susceptible to anger. But how does this happen in Eretz Yisrael? He thought it happened already in Eretz Yisrael. Amalei Su'ula says, "Don't worry. It was right outside Eretz Yisrael." At that point, we hadn't yet crossed the Yarden. So that explained the story. Amar Rabba Barav Huna Kolakoyes, a person who's involved in anger, afilu shchina eina chashuva kinegdei. He doesn't even have regard to the shchina. He totally loses his mind. Everything is just like overboard. Shenemar Rosha kegoiva apa bal yidroish. Eina lekim kol mizemoysof. Rasha was involved in anger. He doesn't even feel Hashem's presence. And Mefarshim explained, anger is an expression of weakness in emunah, in faith and trust in Hashem. For a person who really lives with a constant, with Hashem's constant presence and knows that everything's from Hashem, gabs l'teva, it doesn't allow any sentiments of irritation or anger. It's all from Hashem and all expression of love, and everything is just part of that beautiful arrangement. And all people who are, all just emissaries, shluchim of Hashem, there's no room for anger. Rav Yirmiyahu b'Dif Yomar, he explained as follows. A person who's involved in anger, Meshakeach Talmudai, it causes him to forget his learning. Umoisif Tipshus, and it adds silliness. Shenemar Kikas B'Cheik Kisilim Yenuach. So Kas is synonymous with Ksil, with lack of wisdom. Uksiv Uksil Yifreisi Veles. It says that the Ksil expands the ivelas, the you know, silliness, and he's moisif tipshus, the Ran says. It just increases his silliness. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, a person who's angry, be a dua shavai noisav rubin mischa yosav. It is a clear a sign that his averas are more numerous than a schusim. Shnemar bal chema rav pesha. A person who's a bal chema, a man of anger, it's an expression of the multitude of averas that he has. Omar rav ada bar chanina. Here comes an interesting gemara. Il mole chotu yisrael. If it were not that klal yisrael did the chet in the midbar, the eagle, so if not for the eagle, all they would have gotten were the Chamisha Chamshei Torah and the Sefer Yeshua. We'll see in a minute why. What's special about Yeshua as opposed to the other Nevi'im Uksuvim? Because it describes, you know, the details of Eretz Yisrael and how it was meant to be allocated, etc. So that was crucial. So that's all they would have gotten. Five, Chamushi Chamashim and Yeshua. My time, and why not more? Kibarev Chachma Rav Kas, because the Nevi'im and, you know, all the lessons contained therein are really an expression, for the most part, the Ran says, most of the Divrei Chachmas and Nevi'im an expression, are an indication of the Kas, of the anger that the Klal Yisrael were you know, instigated by Hashem due to their misdeeds throughout the Dereis. So that was only sort of a consequence of their lower level, so to speak. So their deficiencies and their faults brought about the expansion of the Torah, etc. And that's why we have the Nevi'im Uksuvim. Now the obvious question is, so does that mean to say that Nevi'im Uksuvim are just there out of you know, consequence, out of circumstance, but not really, you know, a primary source of Torah, of lessons, etc. So the interesting, the Mefarish, you know, the left Mefarish, the Rashi over here, he says that because they did the Chet, I'll just read it inside, around 7-8 lines from the top, in the left column of the Daf, he says, V'fisha batu v'chatu, noisav lehem roiv chachma, she'ar ha'sfarim, because of their chatoim, they were given the extra sfarim, Nevi'im Uksuvim, and he adds two words, Lahatrichan Yoshim, to give him extra work, so to speak. So it almost sounds like Nevi'im Uksuvim are just there to give us a hard time, which is a little bit, you know, hard to believe. We have to try to delve into this a bit deeper. Now the Rush actually says like this. This is the 1, 2, 3, the fourth piece in the Rush, Pirusha Rush. He says, Lainitan lehem elachamishcham shetera. He says, not to say that what we find in the Nevi'im Uksuvim are just, you know, secondary. He said, actually, if not for us receiving the additional Sfarim of Nach, just having the Chamish Chamish Torah, that would have been enough. You know why? By learning the Chamish Chamish Torah, we would have received the same schar v'zoichem l'chaya elu abo k'mo yata b'chol ha-Torah shalemdim. So he puts it in perspective. Sure, everything contained in the Nevi'im Uksuvim are eternal, are worthy as can be, of course, a part of Tanakh. But if it were not for the eagle, we would have gotten all that within the Chamishei Torah, and learning the Chamishei Torah would have allowed us to access everything that we find today in the Tanakh. So I saw the Etz Yosef and other Mefarshim explain like this. You see, the Rambam says, what is the most effective antidote to the Yetzer Hara? The answer, of course, is Torah. So by saturating a person's mind and heart with words of Torah, with words of Chachma, by filling the lev with Chachma, it blocks out, the Rambam says it blocks out all inappropriate thoughts and desires. When a person is filled with beauty, with light, that permeates his entire existence, and everything else just keeps far away. That's the Rambam. And Seif Yisurabiyah. Now, it would seem from the Rush that prior to the Chet, Klal Yisrael were on a higher level and wouldn't need so much, so to speak, so much involvement in Torah to get the same effect. Yetzirah was sort of on a low flame, and therefore, even just accessing the Torah on a more concentrated level, that would give us access to everything we need. But after the Chet HaEgel, our level sort of dropped. Our Yetzirah expanded in order to counteract that Yetzirah, in order to accommodate, so to speak, to transform that raw energy into Kedusha. We need more effort. So we need the Nevi'im Uksuvim, which enable us that more extensive involvement in Torah. You go through the Tanakh and all the, you know, poetic language and the repetition, all that extensive involvement allows us to counteract this bigger and greater and expanded Yetzirah. And that Torah now, measure for measure, that Torah will now allow us to transform this supersized Yetzirah and bring it into Kedusha the way we're supposed to, the way where it belongs. So before the Chet, a smaller, compact Torah would have done the job. But now, we need everything we can get our hands on to do the job. That's what the Rashi meant. We have the more the Reif Chachma, the Shara Sfarim, l'hatrich on Yaisa. That extra tircha, extra involvement, that extra effort is needed to arrive at that same destination, to transform the Yetzirah of today. Continues the Gemara. Amar of Asi, Ein Eskokin L'Elokei Yisrael. Ran explains, speaking about a Shavua, in contrast to a nether, which doesn't typically invoke Hashem's name. A Shavua needs to refer to Hashem and to Hashem's name, whether he said it explicitly or not, but that's the essence of a Shavua. It relates to Hashem's existence. We don't get involved in releasing a person from a Shavua. L'chatchila, we don't do it. Chutz mekoinim ishti nenesli, except when it involves a mitzvah like shalom bayis to restore, you know, domestic harmony. This fellow had made a neder, a shvua, compelling his wife to keep away from him. She gunvas kisi, she took my money bag, she accepted me, she hit my child, and it turns out to be false. V'noida shele gunva, turns out she didn't take it, shele kato, she didn't hit to strike the child. In any case, he's just using an example of why a person would regret his shvua. Bottom line is, typically we don't get involved in releasing a person from shvua. We try to teach him a lesson. Don't get involved in these things, except where it involves a mitzvah like shalom bayis. Hayida asoil kamed Rav Asi, says Isha approaches Rav Asi. Amar lo, he asks her, b'mai nadart. You know, what method of neder did you use? Belkei Yisrael, I used Hashem's name, so I made a shvua in Hashem's name. Amar lo, he tells it like this. Sorry, I can't help you. Ino dart b'mohi. So mohi is an Aramaic translation of shvua. If you would have just used that, it's like a kinyan. She kinyan ba'am, it's just like sort of a distorted, you know, expression of shvua. It's not a direct reference to Hashem. Mizdak kinalach. Yeah, then I would tend to your shvua and try to release you. Hashtad loin dart b'mohi. Now that you did not use that term, elav l'kei Yisrael, you went directly to Hashem. Loi mizdak kinalach. I will not help you out. Teach you a lesson. Rav Kahana, he came to visit Ikla Lebe Rav Yosef to Rav Yosef. Amar Le Rav Yosef, the host, asked him to join him, take some food. Litay Marmidi, please have something to eat. Amar Le, Sir Rav Kahana responds, Loi, no. And he added, Mari Kaila, the name of Hashem, the master of all, Loi Taim Nalei, I will not, you know, take his food. So he made a shvua. Amar Le, Rav Yosef responds, Loy Mare Koilo Ta'imaslei, he sort of like echoed his words, in the name of Hashem, you won't, you know, have his food. Why did he do that? Honichla Rav Kahana do Amar Loy Mare Koilo. I understand why the guest Rav Kahana insisted with a shvua and refused his invitation. El Rav Yosef Amai Amar Loy Mare Koilo. Why would Rav Yosef, the host, repeat those words? What was the purpose of that? Answers the Gemara, Hach Yehuda Kamali. He was trying to tell him as follows. Loi Mori Koilu Dukamis? Did you actually, you know, say it like that? You know, you swore in the name of Hashem that you're not going to have my food? Hilkach Leit Imos Leit, now you're stuck. You can't accept the invitation because Halacha is we don't release a person from a Shavua. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman, the Halacha Lamais is different. So yesterday we had a whole discussion regarding how to release a person of neder, whether charata, regret, is sufficient or you need more than that. The halacha is charata is enough, number one. Number two, niskaken, little k yisrael, even in terms of a shavua, which references Hashem, we can go ahead and release him when necessary. Says the Gemara, mishtabeach le rava le Rav Nachman. Rava, while speaking to Rav Nachman, would praise another Amora, Rav Schira. He would praise Rav Schira by saying that he's a great man. The Adam Gadolu. So Rava praised Rav Schira in the eyes of Rav Nachman. Amalei, so Rav Nachman says, okay, let me take a look at him. Kshiyavad Yadcha, when next time Rav Schira comes to you, Heviel Yadi, please bring him to me so I can converse with him. So next time he came, Havale Nidra Le Mishra. Rav Schira had a nether, which he wanted to have, revoked. Also, Kameder Rav Nachman. So Rav Schira approaches Rav Nachman, who was an expert, and he was able to release him. Amalei, so Rav Nachman got the process going. He asks him like this. Nadart adata dahachi. I want to ask you something. Did you, when you made the nether, did you envision this type of consequence, that it's going to be so difficult? Amalei in, he says, sure, adata dahachi. In, yes, correct. No surprises. He asks them again, adata dahachi, what about the other consequence? Did you foresee that? In, he says, yeah. Kamazim, he tried this a couple of times. And Rav Nachman became frustrated. Ikpid Rav Nachman. Nachman was makpid, got frustrated with him, because he wasn't really, you know, cooperating with the Ataras and Durham process. Rav Nachman was trying to help him out, and he was sort of deflecting it. Amalei zil lekilach, go back to your host, the entrance to your home. It's just a way of saying go back home. Nafak Rav Schira. Oh, so now Rav Schira found his way out of the nether. Upasach pischal nafshei. And he discovered a way out. Why? Because this he didn't expect. Rav Nachman, he's going to have agmas nefesh. He's going to be upset at his behavior. That's a perfect Pesach. That's a way out. I didn't expect this. So he says like this. This is Rav Schira speaking. Rabbi Omer, this is a Mishneh Perkei Avos. Rabbi says, Eizohi derech yishara sheyaver leyadam. In life, there are so many different, twists and turns and ways of life. What's the optimum way of life? What's the most recommended mahalach? The answer is a perfect balance. Kol shitif eres le'aseh, any activity, any lifestyle which brings pleasantness to its doer, it's pleasant, it's geschmack, it's enjoyable, not too overwhelming and overburdening, number one. So the person has to enjoy it. V'teferes le'min ha'adam, and likewise, your surroundings, your community, your friends, your associates should feel that pleasantness as well. That's a good sign. So knowing that, says Rav Schira, I'm not really conforming. V'hashta d'ikved Rav Nachman, now that I see Rav Nachman is quite unhappy with my commitments here, with my nedarim, adata d'ochi le'nadri, I didn't have this in mind. V'shol nafshei, and therefore, he used this to release himself of the nether, and Iran points out, of course, he couldn't do it himself, but it means to say he used this argument in front of the Bezdin, in front of the Chacham, and that enabled them to release him of his nether. Rav Shimon, the son of Rabbi, Havale Nidra Lemishra, He also had a nether to remove. Also, came to Rabban. He came to Rabban. Amrle, they started questioning him. Nadr sadat adahachi. Did you anticipate this consequence when you made the nether? Amar in, he says, sure. Adat adahachi. What about the other consequence, the other difficulty that your nether is causing? In, yes, I had that in mind too. Kama zimin, once again, they try this numerous times. Amutstavri Rabban, Mishim Shalatula. And as this was going on, you know, and progressing, you know, they had been sitting, and you know, it started getting sunny. They had to go over to the shade. Then, as they were sitting there in the shade, it started getting sunny there. You know, as the sun was moving around, and they went back to the sun. You know, the place of this. Basically, they were just hopping back and forth, and it was getting quite, you know, burdensome. Let's skip the brackets. Amrle Batnes. So Batnes braid the Abishol ben Batnes. Batnes, the son of Abishol ben Batnes, turned to Rabbi Shimon. He says, if you would have known, you know, how inconveniencing this would be to the Chachamim. Midadros adata de mitzar Rabbanon, mitul l'shimsho, mishim shalotula. If you would have had known, if you would have had known that this would have been the result of your nether, that you're going to chase the Chacham around from the sun to the shade, etc., would you have done the nether? Amar lo, he says, absolutely not, v'shar yuah, and this was enough to release him of his nether. Okay, to be continued tomorrow. So basically we learned that the halacha lemaaseh is we use charata as a form of release from a nether, and even by shvuos, we do apply the concept of ataras nedarim, ataras shvuos, in contrast to the shita which says we don't use that method except where it's involving a mitzvah like Shalom Bayis. However, the Gemara does tell us, as terrible as a nether is, like a bama, like a carbon on the bama, it's something which is related to Rishayim, it triggers an examination in Shemayim, but we don't use those methods, perhaps they'll be too intimidating and won't really be reflective of the person's true, genuine sentiments at that time. So you have to sort of play the balance. On the one hand, you want to discourage him from keeping that nether, but you can't overwhelm him for concern that his regret won't really be genuine. We learned about the story of this of these travel companions of Ula and how Rabbi Yochanan responded. We learned about the downside of Kas and the upside of finding a true balance in life. Teferes Leisah, Teferes Leimin Adam. Slach Rabbah to all of us, and be well.